or in ourselves as to why we're here. Next Sunday, we will be back in the Bannister location, and we'll talk about that in a few moments. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, there is so much going on in the world, in the Near East. There's so much going on in Europe, in America. It's so important, Heavenly Father, that we keep our mind sharp as to where we are in history and who and what we are, what our purpose is, to love as Christ loved. We pray, Father, that all that we do this morning will be glorifying to you, to your Son, and the power of your Spirit. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, now, what we need to decide is we'll be able to move in virtually any time we want to this week, but Tony was rather very careful, but he was making a very strong point. Is there any way we could not do it while it's raining? So I just put in new carpet. I just put in new this, new that. So probably next Friday or Saturday, if we could work together. It's not nice, and I know that, but we're close enough friends. Steve, will you be able to help us next Saturday morning? Either that or leave us your truck or something. Keys to your house, your bank account, everything. Credit card, everything. So Jim Langston is out. What we'd be doing is meeting first at my house and taking the things from there over to the new location. So what would be a good time, Steve, Saturday morning? 9? All right. Yep, let's make it 9. We'd be through in one trip. That's all it's going to take. Yes, hon. Now we'll have to move from here out, and that will be maybe just Steve and I could do that. Maybe if we can find Jim or somebody that isn't working when we can do it. One time, Jerry, get Jerry to come down. See if we could do something like that. That's right, because we could start moving out today. Yeah. If everybody'd like to take your own chair. Well, I took mine, but I sold them. I got $70 for them. But you could take it home, leave it in your trunk, bring it by my house, something like that. And just bring it back Sunday. Saturday. Yeah. Forgot about that, because I'll be taking this stuff. I'll just load up my car with a lot of stuff today. Tuesday and Wednesday we'll be at my house. Because I don't think we'll be fully moved, because I don't want to do it when it's raining. And it's supposed to stop raining Tuesday. So we'll just do that. And looking forward to it. Tony's just gone beyond any understanding of why he's so nice to us. Do you think you're going to get some blessings from God? Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know what you had in mind. Yeah, I don't think Tony would mind trees. Yeah, I don't think he'd mind a fake tree or a root tree. And yeah, yes. That'll be our decision. That'll be up to us. What it may be nice to do is, instead of taking all the chairs down, maybe just take the front two rows and put the tables there for the Tuesday, Wednesday night. That'll be good. I'm glad we're going to be there in full function before Easter, so we'll have everything kind of in line. So that's 5 or 6 weeks away. We have it for a while, but if somebody comes in and says, I will give you full value for the rental, I mean, he's got to do it. He's in the money making. He told me, though, that he is planning another building, and he said, I'm going to always try to have a place for you, Herman, till you outgrow me. I'm going to try it. I just appreciate it, but wow, what an attitude. So, yes. No. Yes. Okay, we need two places. How? In a nursery and a teaching environment. How big does a nursery have to be? I was going to say, I have a couple of clauses. I did not say that. I did not say that. Let me. We can go over and look. You want to go with me Wednesday or Thursday? Let's do. That'll be good. I have no problem. We'll see what we can do. That's what Jim's the only one, I guess, that's been in the new area. Steve, you've been in the new area. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yeah. The area will be maybe about like that size, but it's there may be some other things we can do. There may be something else we can do with the babies. There's a very large, keep them nice and cool. There's a very large area outside near the kitchen, bathroom, and all that area that might work for infants. How many infants do we have? So 1 to 3. 1 to 2, 3, okay. Who wouldn't? Oh, okay. All right. That's a very touchy subject. John Henslow's one family, and all he said was, there are going to be no animals in heaven. Well, one family got up and walked out. That did it for them. They didn't even want to talk about it. But we'll work on that. I think you're going to love the one room, the large room that we have planned for it. Nice big area, glass, so you can just see, and really nice. So, but we'll see how that works, the storage space we have. What I'll do is go by first and just find out where we're going to put things with Jim. Jim and John can go over there and do that. I don't even have to be involved in it. Anyway, right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, my house, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, unless you hear differently. Next Sunday, we'll be in the new location back at Bannister. And instead of being the center door, door 3, it'll be the indoor door 1, the first door on the end, left to your left as you look at the building. Let's see. That'll be the plan right now, unless you hear differently. Plus today, if you can just whatever you want to take, maybe a chair, 2 chairs, and a couple of the kit, take different things and just put in your trunk will be really nice. But I do want to take care of that children's issue, Larry, so I'll have to see. I think it's very important. I know it is, so we'll see how we can get that straightened out. Any yes? Yes. Yeah. What she's talking about is next Sunday, take up our regular offering and take up a missionary offering for the McGraths as he leaves for Honduras this time. I talked to him last night, and they're really excited. I've been talking to the military personnel involved, so we need to be in prayer for Ian and his health. He always seems to get something when he goes on these journeys, but just keeps someone to go. So we need to be... I'm sorry? Spring Valley Bible Church, and then we'll take the total and send it to them for the trip to Honduras and El Salvador. So next Sunday, we will take up a special missionary offering. Anything else in regard to the move and location and all of these kinds of things? Okay? It was so funny. As you know, I went to Missouri to be with Don and Nancy Becker. And when I got on the plane here, the pilot came on and he said, conditions in Kansas City right now is that there are tornadoes over the airport. And he said, however, we think they're going to be clear by the time we get there. We hope they're going to be clear by the time we get there, so we're leaving. And they had a record setting of number of tornadoes. I think a 2-day period. Tore off buildings, roofs, like a whole Walmart. The whole roof was thrown off. 18-wheelers were turned over. I think there were 4 deaths to it, tore up just a multitude of trees and homes and windows and everything. Just it was quite a day. It covered a mass area of Missouri, Kansas, went on up into Illinois, I think it was, but it was really severe. But it was so funny. He said, there are tornadoes over the airport in Kansas City. However, we hope that they'll be gone. Everybody started laughing, and I was waiting for everybody to say, drink, please. It was really interesting. One thing I will share with you about the trip before we move into our study and worship this morning, Don lives not too far, 40 miles, not too far from where Jesse James was shot and where he lived also. So, wasn't shot in the same place, but so go there and see the building shot by a very good friend who was staying in his home. And Jesse James took off his guns, and because he could trust him, and got up, thought he could, and he got up on his chair to fix a picture like Monk. There was a picture that wasn't straight, and he and Monk can't stand that. So he got up on the chair to fix the picture, and his friend shoots him in the head and the back, and goes to the sheriff. The governor of Missouri had told him to get $10,000. These brothers, they were brothers. If they killed, they could not wound or capture, they had to kill him. So they killed him, and they went over to the sheriff to get their money. He arrested them for murder. and then the governor dispatched that, do not hang them, let them go, but give them no money. So, and they said the governor pocketed the money. One of the brothers, within 12 months, killed himself. He just couldn't handle. Because Jesse James, and you know the era in which all of that was after the Civil War and thinking and everything, he was a hero. So he killed himself. The other brother took off to Colorado and opened up a hotel bar there. And somebody hunted him down and killed him 10 years later. Killed him in his own bar. Now, what's interesting? Jesse James' home went another direction, about 30, 40 miles the other direction, went to the home in Kearney, Missouri, and learned there. And there they have this grave, and people come by, and all this stuff is marked and all, and learned about his dad. Jesse James' dad was Robert James. He was a Baptist preacher, and the best that I could tell, by all the things that I was able to read, I'm going to try to get on the internet and do some more research, was straight on gospel, on the salvation of eternal life. He started two churches in the Missouri area there that are still in operation. He started a college that is still in operation there. Apparently very wonderful. He had a master's degree, which, and if you're thinking about the time, they were talking about 18, he would have gotten that in 1839, 1840. Not many people had a master's degree then. And even not many people had a high school degree then. So he was pretty well educated, and they said he was a tremendous speaker, motivational and all these things. And he had come to the wild area of Missouri to bring the gospel, started the churches, started the school, and the Baptist Union put a lot of pressure on him to go to California to minister and bring the gospel to the coal miners and the 49ers and people that went over there for all these reasons. All the miners that went there hunting gold and things. So he goes to California. Within the first month, he dies of choleric. Now, what is so interesting to me, he was taken, and you just got to remember the time. They have a lot of, it's an epidemic, choleric epidemic. So they take a big area, take all the people that have died of choleric, throw them in there, put the dirt over it, and put a sign. 55 people here died of choleric, and that's all they have. There's no name, no marker, nothing. And here, and that's a man that, I'm going to give him a benefit of doubt until I learn differently, bringing the truth of the gospel, no marker whatsoever. Here's his gangster son with a big marker where he's buried, and people come, they say nearly every day, somebody would look at the grave or go to the house, go through the house, all this stuff. It's just, I just found that really interesting, that here the criminal, the gangster, the folklore hero, and all this stuff, and the dad who brought the gospel, nobody even knows where he's buried, unless you know, because it does not have his name, it just, they've worked back, the family did, and found out, oh, yeah, he died, and he's buried up there on Collard Hill. So I found that really interesting in that respect. Any prayer requests? I've been gone for a while. Let's be in prayer for Gigi. Got a lot of things going on in his life right now, so be in prayer for Gigi. Any other prayer? Yes, sir. Okay, thank you very much. We'll be in prayer. We know how to pray in that respect, and God knows what we're praying for. Okay, Y'all were gone last week. How's your sister, your new niece, and the brother from back from Iraq, and all your news? Huh? Yeah, all in one day. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, we were in prayer last Sunday for you, but I just wanted to get a report on how everything was. Very good. There were some military personnel on my plane from here, Dallas to KC, that were just gotten in from Iraq. They had just gotten in. They were going home for the first time. One of them, I think, in about 18 months, he said. He was just going home. So, need to continue to be in prayer for our military personnel. The word of God declares, whatsoever man purposes in his soul to give, so let him give not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. The gracious giver is defined as one who, first of all, understands eternal life salvation by faith in Christ. But that's not all. The real issue is being led of the Spirit. Being led of the Spirit of what to do with our time, what to do with our money, giving to the church, giving to the spreading of the gospel. Investing in the spiritual, the invisible, yet is more real than the physical. I think giving is one of the great manifestations of faith. Taking something that's so material that we could take it and use it in the material realm and saying, no, I believe in the spiritual, in the eternal, more than the temporal, and therefore becomes a wonderful act of giving. With these things in mind, let us prepare ourselves for the offertory by prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this assembly. We do not know all that is going on with moving to here and moving back and all that you're doing, but it is not for us to know. It is for us to walk by faith. It is for us to continue to spread the gospel to unbelievers and to believers. And then, Heavenly Father, it is for us to walk in the Spirit and therefore love as Christ loved. Represent Christ in our own homes, our work, our social life, business, wherever we go. We pray, Father, that you will continue to use this assembly for the spreading of the gospel, for the edifying of each of us as we grow each day in understanding the impact of faith from the Scriptures. We pray, therefore, you receive these offerings and continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Not only are we blessed to have Wes Tuttle, his great ability of playing the piano for us, but we've been really blessed through Wes in getting the keyboard. We have a, what type of a piano is it, the church's piano? Yamaha. And it's a very beautiful, some of you might remember it, very beautiful piano. And it should just be in prayer. What we might bring before you, it'll be a little while, but maybe this year, but it'll be a little while, but bring before you maybe see about selling that very beautiful piano, because I don't think we're going to have room for it where we're going to be, and we might be there for another several years, but we could take that money and buy a really, really nice keyboard for Wes to play on. I mean, something really jazzy. Just something we might consider doing, that would have the digital playing, that we can record it for the people that get the disc and the tapes and things, and us enjoy it, and things like that. So be thinking about it, and I've asked Wes just to do a preliminary look at what we might be able to get for it and what we might be able to get for that amount of money as far as having a really nice digital and make him work for his money, have it two levels and all this kind of thing. But be in prayer in that respect. But let's sing.